I'm Marissa Norcross.
And I'm Dave Freund. This is The Next Page. Marissa, how are you?
I am great. As I just mentioned before we recorded, the days are longer now, which means that spring is right around the corner. So I'm a happy camper.
Good.
How
well,
about
I know
you?
That, you know, I am fine. Thank you for asking. You know, I do enjoy the fact that it's brighter in the evening, but like I mentioned before we hit record, it is just so dark in the morning. But this too shall pass.
Just sleep a little later.
There is absolutely no reason why I can't. It's some weird thing inside of me that comes back from being a tool maker so many, many years ago that I need to get up and I need to be the first one in the office if I'm not going somewhere else. And that's pretty much just stupid.
You should be resting.
I should be resting. And that's what we're going to talk about today. Because the title of my post is Give Me a Break. Like, I feel like I'm on a roller coaster that just never stops and never even gets to the hill where it slows down.
Mm-hmm.
It's just constantly going over another crest and speeding up. And last week, we talked about the fact that, well, I mentioned the fact that I worked for a man who said you need to take 2 weeks vacation because it takes a week to slow down, to get ready so that you can really rest.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had to confess to you and all of our listeners that the most I ever took off was 8 days in a row. So how do we fix this? Well, the reality is that we have to learn how to rest. We have to learn how to limit our stress. We have to learn how to really just slow down. And this was interesting, and you were even shocked by the statistics. So in my post today, it talked about that there are 573 million vacation days that go unused. That is like insane.
I wonder how much money that equates to, like paid time off dollars.
Oh yeah, I'll bet you somebody could. I'm sure that's out there. I just didn't look far enough.
It's got to be a lot of.
Yeah, and then I started. And first, I thought, well, that's crazy. Who would give up their vacation? Mm-hmm. And then it's like, hey, stupid, look in the mirror. You know, when I was working for the Swiss company, I don't think I ever took all my vacation.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, because, you know, you get this idea. We have this false sense of importance where I thought, well, they need me.
Mm-hmm.
No, they didn't need me. And this is the frightening thing here. Some of these statistics. The same article stated that if a woman allows 6 or more years to pass between vacations, she is 8 times more likely to develop heart disease. Men who forego their annual vacation are 32% at greater risk of dying of a heart attack. So for crying out loud, just take a break.
Take a break.
Take a break. Slow down. The world is not going to stop because you didn't show up for work.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we can't just like not show up. So in the time, so the interesting thing is, so we're talking about how do we reduce stress in a time when we're worrying about, you know, today the market plunged to 2,000 points. That we don't know what's going to happen with the coronavirus. And we've got all of these things stirring in our heads. And I'm saying take a break. Yeah, I'm saying take a break. Don't just like not show up, but plan your time off. Plan some downtime. And a couple of things that I'll touch on that are in my post today. And then I really want you and I just to kind of brainstorm some thoughts. But one of the greatest ways for us to reduce our stress level is to develop an end of day ritual. And I've touched on this in our podcast before, but the problem is that we think that we can just throw everything in our satchel, our briefcase, whatever we want to call it, and run out the door and go home and not worry. You're going to worry. But if you would just schedule, and I tell all my coaching clients this, give yourself 20 to 30 minutes at the end of the day, look at your major tasks. I call them the big rocks in the email this morning. Take a look at it. Did you get done what you needed to today? And if not, that becomes something you're working on tomorrow. Respond to any emails that might need a response. Return any phone calls that might need to be returned. And then plan the next day. And not just, okay, I have my calendar there, but literally think through every single appointment that you have and think about it with the best outcome possible. because you're setting your mind up for what you're going to be looking for to make that a successful event of whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
And once you've done that and you've decided what are your big rocks for the next, no more than two or three big things they have to get done the next day, then go home. And then you really can go home and forget about work.
Right. And you're set up for success the next next morning.
Yes, you are. Yeah, you are set up for success the next morning. And when you come in, you're not blindsided by things. There's nothing worse than getting into work and saying, oh my goodness, I forgot I have a meeting in 10 minutes. Well, it's your own fault. You just created more stress. The other one that I want to touch on is to make sure that when you do schedule vacation, and I use the term with laser focus, plan the day before you go and the day that you get back. And the day before you go, it's just like an end of day ritual on steroids.
Yeah.
Make sure everything's laid out. You know who's going to take care of what, who's going to respond to your emails, who's going to respond to your phone calls. Is somebody covering whatever needs to be covered? And then the day after, don't schedule anything major. Because on that day after you get back, that's your recovery day.
I would argue a day at minimum. Like yeah. For me, I always schedule more than that. I need more. I need more than a day on either end.
Sure. If you can, great.
Mm-hmm.
But I know that when I started giving myself a day on either end, my vacations were less stressful.
Yeah.
You can't just walk back and jump right into things.
No, you got to ease out and ease in.
Yeah. There were two other things that I mentioned in my post was to just breathe.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm one of those people that when I'm stressed, I hold my breath. And I literally deprive my brain of oxygen, which is the absolute worst thing that I can do. Just those deep breaths to reoxygenate our brain, you know, and it really allows our nervous system to get a handle on things and promotes calmness.
Mm-hmm.
So that breathing is huge. Another great one that I found was to plan 20 minutes of daily solitude, which is kind of hard if you think about it.
Yeah.
Like, where do I come up with 20 minutes? But the average person, this is a couple years old, spends 40 minutes a day on Facebook. Now, that might not be Facebook anymore,
mm-hmm.
but I'll bet you people spend at least 40 minutes on some type of social
media. Mm-hmm.
So cut it in half and spend half of your time in solitude. This was something, so you know, we're talking, and I want you to give me some advice on how to relax, but one of the things that I found fascinating was that if our day is just rushing nonstop, when we go to sleep at night, our brain can't make the switch. And oftentimes we'll continue to release cortisol, which is like the stress hormone,
mm-hmm.
while we're sleeping. And as soon as I read that, I thought, oh my goodness, these are those days when like you're just running like crazy and your evening is crazy. And mm-hmm. then you finally fall asleep, but you wake up exhausted because you just had like crazy dreams all night. Or is it just me? Is that?
No, that is definitely not just you.
It's not just me.
No way.
So that means that our brain didn't even get a chance to rest during the night.
Mm-hmm.
So help me out here. How can we relax our mind?
Before bed specifically?
Anytime. Yeah, so I'm just looking for advice from you. I mean, I made some notes for myself.
Sure. But
if you're a wife and a mother of two, not three, beautiful little girls, I figured it out since last week.
Oh yes, just two. So you know, I feel like I'm not perfect at this, but I do think that I've gotten better at prioritizing rest. And I know we opened by talking about vacation specifically.
Right.
Vacation is great, but we don't live in vacation land.
Yep.
I like to think about restfulness and, you know, like rest in general as it's like a bank and you just keep like adding to it and it like builds over time. So, you know, it's not just like you rested for 20 minutes and then you expended energy for 20 minutes and that like rest meant nothing because you spent the energy later.
Yeah.
I think if you practice this like over time, it starts to pay dividends. So,
Okay.
Like, use your vacation timing. That's a great place to start. But for some of like for me, like a vacation necessarily isn't restful. Like I think I used my husband's joke last week that we traveled 2,000 miles to do dishes in a different sink.
so, I love it.
So like for me, it's like those little moments that can add up over time. So practicing. Like I don't have a great end of day ritual. It's something I'm working on, but I do have like some small things that I like to do to prepare for the next day. Doing that adds up over time. I mentioned to you earlier that today I spent some time just outside with my daughter. When I could have probably been doing work or other things, laundry, whatever, but it was a rare, beautiful day. And I thought, you know what? We're talking about rest today on the podcast. I better put my money where my mouth is and get out there. So we played, which was like restful. It was rejuvenating. And then I also was able to sit in the sun for 5 minutes, but like 5 minutes when you're home with your kids all day feels like a luxury. Yeah. So that like, you know, that adds to my bank. Slowing down with things. So I am definitely like always, I've got, my mind is always moving. I love efficiency. I race around, like I'm always suffering from like one more thing syndrome. Like, okay, I'm going to do this, but first I'm gonna do one more thing. And then like, ooh, I could pick that up really quick. It'll take me 30 seconds. And before you know it, I've spent like, I'm 15 minutes late because I did 15 extra things. So slowing down can, I think, also help lower that cortisol level, like help you breathe more. Like you, I will hold my breath when I'm stressed. I used to hold my breath during math exams in school, and I'd finish my exam and I'd be out of breath. So I get it there. I hear you. So I think just like practicing some of those like mindfulness exercises throughout the day by slowing down. The other day I got in the long line at Wegmans checkout because I thought, you know, I could just listen. I always listen to music or podcasts or like or audiobooks or something when I'm grocery shopping. So I thought like I could, you know, finish out this podcast episode and wait in this long line and do nothing. I could just stand here until it's my turn. So I did, you know, doing things like that. I think prioritizing rest is also important. So sometimes it can feel like I don't have time. You know, you mentioned like, I don't have time to take 2 weeks off. They need me. I can only take 8 days. Just like prioritizing, not just your vacation time, but, you know, an afternoon on the weekend or an evening. Like we live in a world where we're all so connected. I work from home, so it feels like I'm always at work. So reminding myself, like, just because my kids are asleep doesn't mean I have to be working. I can take the evening off and enjoy a glass of wine in conversation with my husband or zone out with Antiques Roadshow and call it a night. So it has to be something that you're consciously like working towards. Rest is not just going to appear for you. Our natural tendency for most of us is to fall victim to stress. And you have to actively work against that. And like I said, it builds on, like it builds over time. And so if you can just keep contributing to that bank, you know, before you know it, it'll be like, it's, you know, like any habit, it'll be second nature and you'll be happier. You'll be friendlier.
Healthier.
The people you live with will be grateful. You'll be healthier. You'll reduce your chances of heart disease. And, you know, you'll be wondering why you didn't do it sooner.
Exactly. I love it. You know, those are such great ideas. And I think the key that I heard was you have to be intentional about it.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just, you're never ever going to find the day when you just have time because we just fill it in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that was something that we've talked about on the podcast before, that when I started at Macne, I loved what I did. So I never thought about planning my vacation time. And the next thing I knew, it was the end of the year and I had planned the year.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't use all my vacation. So I'm getting better. I still struggle with it a bit, because when you love what you do, that's what's going to happen.
Right.
But the problem is we don't realize the people that we're shortchanging.
Mm-hmm.
You know, our families. Mm-hmm. You know, our loved ones that we want to spend some time with, that all of a sudden, oh, wait, and you'll start getting, are you working again this evening?
Right.
You know, or don't you ever get a day off, type of thing. So we have to be really intentional about it. A couple of the things that I heard you say that really resonated with me was, you know, go outside, take a walk. Just go out in the fresh air,
mm-hmm.
even if it's your lunchtime, whatever it is. People say, well, I don't have time. Well, what are you doing for lunch?
Right.
You know, I love how you took advantage of a long line in a grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
Most people would be frustrated by the fact that there was a long line.
Mm-hmm.
Leverage the long line for something profitable. This was a great one that I found. Get a hug from a loved one. It mm-hmm. reduces stress.
Yeah.
You know, now, not a stranger, a loved one, okay? Exercise, this is one I still struggle with mm-hmm. because I don't make the time to exercise. One of the things that I made a note here, because this is something that I really encourage people to do, is clean up your email and to-do lists. When your inbox is too full, when your to-do list is filled with all kinds of someday I wish I could, it creates a tremendous amount of stress.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Just purge it. You know, mm-hmm. sometimes with my coaching clients, when they're really stuck, I'll say, we're going to declare this an amnesty, email amnesty day. You know, because I actually had one coaching client that, and I think that they had like 4,000 emails in their inbox.
Wow.
And it was over a year. And I just said, move them, set up a folder that says archived emails and move them in mm-hmm. and start over.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody needs you, they'll let you know.
Right.
But at least you got to get a clean slate. Limit your alcohol and caffeine intake. Because while, you know, you may think it'll help me fall asleep, you'll also wake up in the middle of the night, type of thing. And caffeine is and we got to realize all the things that caffeine is in. A lot of times people say, well, I'm having an herbal tea. Well, there's a lot of herbal teas that have caffeine. So you just got to make sure that it truly is a tea or something that doesn't have caffeine. This was one that I found once and I thought was great. Start a stop doing list.
Oh, yes. This is big in the mom community. And all my mom podcasts, they talk about this.
So tell me about it.
Or like I think one of the podcasts I listen to, they talk about like the things I don't do list. So like, I don't volunteer at my kid's school, or I don't make brownies for the bake sale, or like different things like that, that don't necessarily fit into, like, if it's not something that feels like authentic or like something you're good at, they just don't do it. So,
right.
Yeah. I think like, that's great.
I love the way you put that. Things that you're not good at, stop doing.
Mm-hmm.
At best, you're going to be mediocre at it.
Right.
If it's not in your gifted area. So let somebody else do it.
Right. Well, and that's the thing, is that's what they talked about in the podcast. Like, let the mom who really wants to volunteer to do the Valentine's Day party, do the party. Like, you don't need to do it out of guilt or try to squeeze it into your day if it's not something that, like, you know, you're not going to do. But maybe what you do is you contribute like a financial contribution to the party, because that's just,
sure,
that's within your means. So it's all about just like finding what feels like a natural fit for you and doing that instead of acting out of, you know, guilt or
obligation.
Yeah. That's really important.
And there's all kinds of things in our life mm-hmm. that are like that, that, you know, who says you need to plant annuals in every flower bed around your house?
Right.
plants and perennials, they come up by themselves yeah. every year. It's or, cheaper in the long run kind of thing.
You know, like thinking about like your work life. It's nothing more than boundaries. I mean, that's exactly what we're talking about here. When I used to be in the office full time, especially it was like when I was pregnant with Lena, I felt like I was coming home and having a lot of stress and anxiety about work. So I was like, you know what? I don't check my email at home. Like boundary. Like awesome. That's just one thing I wasn't doing. And like after breaking the rule like 10 times, I finally was like, I have to take my email off my phone or just like disable it during these hours. So yeah, I mean, you have to, it's critical because if not, like you're not being true to yourself and not setting yourself up for success by
exactly
by doing that.
And you know, other people that let's say they're stressed, they just can't mm-hmm. slow their brain down. Why don't you take a sabbatical from social media?
Oh yeah.
You know, periodically, it seems all of my kids have done that where they just say, I'll say, hey, did you see this thing? No, sorry, I'm not on Facebook right now.
Mm-hmm.
Or no, I just got rid of Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
Or I'm not using Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when these tools are wonderful when used for the right reasons.
Mm-hmm.
And so you just have to take a break from it or change it up a bit. So let me explain that. So last night, we had the most wonderful time as a family in two different states, another country, all on the WhatsApp.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just, my daughter posts something in Ohio, my son in Syracuse posts something, my daughter-in-law posts something, my other son posts something, and then all of a sudden, Tim, who was up in Canada, posts something, and we were just laughing so hard as a family. I'm certain in all of these locations for about 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Just wonderful, fun laughter. So that's the other thing. If you want to rest,
yeah,
laugh.
Right. I'm sure that was very like rejuvenating for everyone.
It was. I mean, on the one hand, I'm saying, you know, I was almost asleep till I heard my wife laughing. And then it was a WhatsApp thing,
mm-hmm.
you know, and then I couldn't fall asleep, but I felt great.
Yeah.
Because I laughed.
And you connected with your loved ones. So
we connected.
You couldn't have hugged all of them because they were in different places,
but
you connected.
And exactly. And it was so much fun. So make sure you're having fun. Make sure you're laughing. Make sure you're spending time. So there's the case where, okay, we had our phones, yes. But it wasn't chasing some other fictitious, fake world of social media. It was really connecting as a family mm-hmm. with a new medium that was awesome.
Yeah.
That was great. So make sure you have a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
Affirmations, people have heard me talk about that. Those are super powerful. You touched on the meditation piece, the mindfulness piece. Let go of issues. You know, are we still harping on things that we can't change? Just let it go. It's not a big deal. You know, okay, so the market's tanked in the last 2 weeks. Well, things that go down that quick can go up that quick.
Mm-hmm.
And why stress about something I can't change? Now, thankfully, I'm not looking to retire in a year.
Right.
So worry about things you can do something about. Stop worrying about things you can't do something about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the coronavirus. I can't affect it. I can wash my hands. Make sure that I do wash them for 20 minutes or 20 seconds. Sing happy birthday to yourself twice. You know, great. Okay, move on. Can't change it.
Mm-hmm.
This was something I discovered, the four A's. Avoid, alter, adapt, and accept. And I thought this was great. Avoid. Avoid people who drag you down. Now, people have heard me say that. Don't spend time with people that are super negative.
Mm-hmm.
Try to get them out of it. If you can't, say, see you later and, you know, move on. Find people that lift you up. Find people that are encouraging, that inspire you to be a better version of yourself or help you rest type of thing. Alter. Express your feelings and be willing to adjust things. So don't let people put things on you, this kind of like the stop doing list. You know, alter what you're doing, change how you're doing things so that you're doing things that are moving you in the direction of where you need to be able to be more mindful, more intentional, and rest more. Adapt, reframe your problems, look at the big picture. You know, the adapting thing could be the coronavirus thing or the market drop or whatever it is. Adapt to what's happening rather than resisting the change. You know, for me, one of my stresses right now that you know about is that I'm supposed to go away in 2 weeks. I don't know if I'm going away in 2 weeks. But if I don't make that trip, I got to make another trip. Well, that trip's a complicated. So, I could get really super stressed, or I could just say, you know what, with the information I have today, I can't make a decision. So don't act like I have to make a decision.
Mm-hmm.
I have to make that decision 72 hours before I'm supposed to check into the hotel. That's it. And I'm good with that.
Right.
So I'm intentionally just trying to say, let it go. Don't worry about it. They may cancel the event by the middle of next. And then accept. This is another one. You know, don't try to control everything. We can't. One of the things that I think stresses people out a lot is when we think that someone else is unhappy and we should be able to do something about it. We can't. I can't control their happiness. I can be a nice person. I can be nurturing. I can be caring. I can be compassionate. But they're going to be what they're going to be. And I got to kind of let it go a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Get moving, use the stairs instead of the elevator, park your car farthest from the doorway. That just kind of forces you to be outside, to move around. I already touched on making fun, and I talked about laughing at simple things in life. That really, when I wrote that one, I was just thinking about the WhatsApp from last night that was just, and the nice part is you can go back through and read them.
Yeah.
And you know, we were watching, okay, who's typing? Who's typing next? Uh-huh. You know, because it tells you who's typing. It was just amazing. So people should just breathe. You know, take our tips of mindfulness, slowing down.
Yeah.
Don't watch the news at 11 o'clock at night and expect to be able to sleep. Get a book.
Pick like one thing we talked about. We covered a lot. We did. It's not about doing it all. It's just picking something that will work for you and in your life. And if you have like unscheduled vacation time, schedule it.
Book it. Right. Book it.
Do it. Yeah.
Exactly. You probably don't want to book a cruise right now if you're going to take it within the next 2 months, because that's probably not wise.
Book a staycation. I'll bet you
get a staycation. Right. And, you know, just plan things that you can do with your family at home.
Mm-hmm.
Just be able to slow your brain down.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. And you know what? Most of the stuff that I found, that I came up with, I just did a Google search.
Yeah, I mean, so there's plenty of things you can find on the internet, right? Just Google
there
it.
Are. Or, you know, or email us with your challenge and we'll give you the recipe for success. How's that?
Yeah. Sure thing.
So I have no idea what we're talking about next week.
I'm sure you'll think of something.
Oh, something will hit me between now and then. Anything exciting?
No, not really, other than spring. As I mentioned,
spring.
I started
probably, yes.
Even though, you know, I do understand that we still could get like snow and ice and all that. I am just very hopeful and looking forward to longer evenings and now, you know, like start getting things ready in the yard and and all that.
And one of my highlights today was when I walked out to my car. Of course, I park pretty far away from the door. I was listening to birds singing that I hadn't heard yet this year.
Yes.
So that's a great thing. If somebody's really stressed, just go sit outside for 10 minutes tomorrow. Well, it's going to rain tomorrow. But anyways, sit outside. Just listen for the bird.
I may or may not have listened to recorded birds in the winter.
It's called the call map.
It's just like, it's so peaceful.
It is. Well, we won't. If you may have, we certainly wouldn't hold it against you. All right. So with that, I'm Dave Freund.
I'm Marissa Norcross.
And this was The Next Beat.